and a 3-pound bag of medium dog bone treats. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 Emporia. Winner announced after 4 p.m. Friday.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. It is 8:26. And it is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University and also by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Save local, borrow local, bank local at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. We have invested in a variety of products and services to meet your financial needs. Best part, we're right down the street and here to serve you. Come visit us today, or we are just a click away at esfcu.com. Your locally, federally insured credit union by the NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz. Every other Thursday, right here, and we're going to be talking Corky's Cupboard. And it's going to be the expanded version of Corky's Cupboard. It's been around for a while, but it's going to be updated and more room, and we're going to go find out exactly what is taking place. We're pleased to be joined on the Buzz today by Cale Bolin. Cale is the ESU Basic Needs Coordinator. Cale, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here.
No problem.
All right. Well, let's talk about Corky's Cupboard, and you're the basic needs coordinator, and let's talk about the space here, and there's going to be a ribbon cutting coming up for this, so let's talk about Corky's Cupboard itself. How far does this go back, Cale?
So Corky's Cupboard began in November of 2014. It was kind of a small-scale operation back then. There was just kind of a need that some staff members had noticed on campus, and so they started compiling some of their own personal items to put towards the cupboard. And then over the last decade, it's kind of expanded and into what it is today, where we now have a full space complete with refrigerators, freezers, and storage space for ordering bulk items and things like that. So,
I guess I maybe should have started off by letting people hear, in case they did not know, what exactly Corky's Cupboard is and what you're trying to accomplish here, Cale.
Yeah, so really Corky's Cupboard is a service that we provide to the students of ESU, kind of get over some of the hurdles of food insecurity. It kind of operates as a stopgap if there are students that are, you know, just needing to get to the next paycheck to be able to eat or things like that. We can kind of provide a bit of a cushion to those individuals.
Cale, from what you've been able to see, is Corky's Cupboard being used heavily at this stage of the game? And I'm not sure if you have stats for maybe other similar efforts at other regions' universities as to, you know, kind of proportional size of things, but how regularly is Corky's Cupboard being used?
So I don't have necessarily proportional stats, but I do know that through some of our data collection processes, we've seen that the cupboard, weekly, probably about 200 students are coming through the cupboard throughout the semester. About 530 of those are different individuals. In total, a little bit over 5,000 visits a semester from students. So it is quite heavily used, especially if you kind of compare it to the on-campus demographics, or even the students that live here in the community. So,
well, that adds up to a lot of food, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We make multiple trips out to Walmart a week, and as we all know, everything in the grocery store is kind of going up in price these days. Sure. But We're trying to do our part in kind of lessening that blow for our students at Emporia State.
So how is this funded? I know that you have a lot of drives, food drives during the year to support Corky's Cupboard, and I'm sure that helps out a lot. But other than that, how is this funded, Cale?
Yeah, so of course, like you said, we have our food drives, which, you know, we take in canned item donations. But periodically throughout the year, we also do fundraising efforts that are kind of more so focused on cash donations. So we also allow faculty and staff to donate through their biweekly paycheck and things like that. Actually, if you go to the Emporia State Foundation website, alumni and individuals like that are able to donate through credit card and all types of different forms. We work with the Hot Shots Granny basketball team, yeah. And they provide us with some donations as well through fundraising. So
they have a tournament this weekend.
They do.
I think so.
Yes, absolutely.
I believe they do. Yeah. So, Cale, again, this is Cale Boland, who is the ESU Basic Needs Coordinator. We're going to talk to you about the Basic Needs position, Cale, in just a moment, if we could. But first, if we were to walk into the Corky's Cupboard right now, the new expanded space Corky's Cupboard, what would we find?
So you would find kind of a storefront similar to what we're all used to when we go to the grocery store. We have kind of a... It's kind of like a point of sale. Obviously, there's no money exchanged, but it just helps us track and log how many items are coming in and out of the cupboard. And then a bit behind that, you would see a couple rows of dry goods along with our refrigerators and freezers that can store things like frozen entrees, frozen fruits and veggies, milk, eggs, all of that good stuff. So,
Cale, how do students, I guess, access the cupboard? Is this one of those things where they simply walk in and say, hey, look, I need certain items, and then they're able to take what they need? Do they need to provide any sort of documentation with the process? How does that work?
Really, the only documentation we ask for is the student ID. As long as you have a valid Emporia State student ID, you'll be given access to the cupboard. We do some quick just information gathering from individuals just so we can access data and better serve the students themselves. But really, the students just have to show up and present that identification, and we're able to get to helping them right away. So.
Well, this is the Corky's Cupboard, so the new expanded space, you have been moved then, right, Cale?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Corky's Cupboard used to be in the main floor of the ESU Union, the Memorial Union. We've now been moved down to the lower level, but the advantage that that provides to us is that it was able to integrate my office into the cupboard itself as well, so it allows me to have kind of a closer eye on kind of the daily activities that are taking place in there. So,
gotcha. Does that provide you a little bit more space as well here for the cupboard itself, or is the space going to be pretty similar?
It is an upgrade on space for the cupboard, as well as an upgrade on storage for us, yeah.
So let's talk about the big ribbon cutting for the new Corky's Cupboard space. When and where, Cale?
All right, so... Our big ribbon cutting is going to be Friday, February 16th at 3 p.m. in the Memorial Union lower level.
Easy enough. Public invited?
Yep. Yes, absolutely. We would love to see community members come out and just show a little bit of support for the cupboard and the work that we do for the students here in the community. So,
and Cale Boland, ESU Basic Needs Coordinator. Well, Cale, what are the responsibilities of the Basic Needs Coordinator?
Yeah, so obviously kind of overseeing the daily operations of the cupboard is a big one. But in addition, I also work with students who are facing housing insecurity. So if they're having issues finding safe or affordable housing, I connect them with resources relating to that and other kind of food, shelter, water-related issues. Additionally, I'm able to kind of operate as a case manager to keep up with these students and make sure to reach out and make sure that they are, you know, following through on contacting the resources that we're able to connect them with. So.
Yeah, providing important support for students.
Absolutely.
At ESU, indeed. Well, Cale, hey, appreciate your time this morning, and nice to hear that Corky's Cupboard is being upgraded and is there to serve the needs of the students of Emporia State University. We appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Cale Bolin, who's the ESU Basic Needs Coordinator on the ESU Buzz. Again, that ribbon cutting coming up Friday, February 16th, 3 p.m., Memorial Union, Lower Level. And our ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. It is 8:38.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy continues to defy the experts. The advance estimate for the fourth quarter of 2023 shows the gross domestic product rising at an annual rate of 3.3%, lower.